Oh, yeah. My name is Steve Romerheim, and I'm president of the National Pork Board right now.
Perfect. So tell me a little bit about the announcement today and why this is such a big deal.
You know, this is a big deal. I am a pig producer, but I also produce corn and soy, just like many farmers across the United States. We're diversified so that, you know, hopefully we can make a little bit of money somewhere. And this is exciting to me because I've been involved in all three of these organizations. You know, currently my emphasis has been on pork. And the fact that we're all coming together is really unique. You know, farmers are kind of an independent bunch. And wanting to get together on an issue as important as this, okay, because, you know, we're starting to market to a different group. You know, the millennials all of a sudden have the buying power over the boomers, right? So we've been marketing to boomers for a long time. We kind of get it. But all of a sudden, this is this new group of people that have got all the buying power. So how are we going to market to these folks? These folks are very curious, but they're also very demanding. And everything they've ever wanted to know, they pick their phone up and go find. And along with that, maybe a little bit of impatience, because if I can't find it here, I'm going to find it somewhere else, right? You just click on the next website. So with all of that, you know, the demanding part and wanting to know, we need to be more transparent with what we're doing. This whole group of people is even farther removed from the farm than, say, us or our parents ever were. So being able to market to these folks, being able to be transparent, if you will, has got to be an answer in some form. And we think that sustainability message is going to work. And so having trust with the people that eat our food, right, whether it be pork or whatever the end protein might be, you know, we just have to have that relationship better than it is now. So I think this is a great way to get not just a specific message, but a broad overall way to you know, exhibit the fact that, yes, as an industry, ag, if you will, all of us, we're all trying harder, and we have to. And for me personally as a farmer, you know, I've been farming for 40 years, and the farm that I'm on is a fifth-generation farm. Currently right now, my son-in-law and daughter are home harvesting so I can be here. That's the sixth generation. They're moving in. And the seventh generation, my grandchildren are being born right now. My farm is a lot better than it was 40 years ago when I started. My hope is that my daughter and son-in-law will make this farm even nicer. And by nicer, I mean more environmentally sound, more productive, more profitable. And we do that so that our next generation can come in. So having a seventh and eighth generation farm is going to be big, big news. And that heritage factor is very important for me. So, you know, as we continue, it's just continuous improvement. And to me, that is very exciting news. And we have to do it.
That's really great. Yeah. And you touched based on this collaboration, but, you know, how will this sustainability research help farmers?
Well, I tell you what, trust, transparency, and all of those things are going to help us at the marketplace. Because if we can get people to trust us and know that what we're doing is, as separate industries or together as food producers, is all going to come back better, okay? And B, producers all need to get together and decide what's best for where we live. Our kids live there. They go to school there. Our grandchildren are born there. If we can improve our environment that much more and raise the standard, raise the bar, it's going to be good for ag production as a whole.
And that's a lot of what I wanted to ask. Anything else you want to make sure is added in?
You know, I just want to throw down that all of these organizations are, you know, I honestly don't know how we would farm without our checkoffs. And I'm partial to the pork board, working so closely with these folks. And they're all professionals. These people are brilliant and really have a passion for what I do. And I can't think of a better dollar to spend than with a checkoff.